you don't like, even when you don't feel like it. But the Torah says, the ox of the enemy, you've got to help him as well. You've got to help him because you've got to help animals, but even more so, you've got to help him because you've got to help the owner, even as your enemy. Because it's your duty to learn to do kind actions, even if you don't feel like it. You say, why should I bother about somebody else? I need somebody I don't like. Torah says, yeah, that's what you've got to do. If you want to be a Jew, a holy people, be a model to the others, you've got to learn to change yourself. I know you can't do it right away, Hashem says. That's why he says, right? At the start, this is really the start of all the social laws of Torah. It says, right, you might have enemies, but you work your way through all the mitzvot. By the time you come to Parshat Yetzei, you should have been at the level that you've learned to do good to anyone. As long as you've got strength, everything, do kindness. And the Shavat Aveda has given one of the concepts of kindness. It's interesting also that many of you may know that in the Chadorim, when children start learning the oral tradition, there's a custom, you start learning all the laws of Hashem, the Eila Metzias, all the laws concerning. You find something that children as well, that's how they often to introduce them. Little children think, well, I find something, it belongs to me. Finding is keeping, they used to say when I was a child, youngster. Find is keeping. I found it, it's mine. Who says it's yours? Maybe somebody else's. You've got to learn to respect others. Oh, it might belong to someone that don't like. All the more reason to train yourself. Give it. So that's one important principle. But it goes much deeper. Because when we come to Kitetze, look at it more carefully, it says, L'chol avidat achicha, anything your brother's lost, now all people have become brothers, you've got to return it. And the sages say, kal vachomer, if a person himself becomes lost, simply speaking means, let's say, his own body's in danger, you've got to heal him. And as I said, the Rambam bases his concept, halacha, from the law of Hashabbat Aveda, you learn out, if you can heal someone, you're obligated to use that talent to heal them. If you can swim and you can't swim, you've got to save him if he's drowning. And as all the Rishonim say, well, there's a further kalvachom on the base of this, a further argument from the minor to the major. If you've got to save others, when they become lost physically, how much more so do you have a fantastic opportunity to become like unto Hashem and to go and save others spiritually. And there's so many become spiritually lost. Certainly you have to save them, but to others. And therefore one of the major aspects of how we're able to help others is to save them spiritually. Baruch Hashem, we know today there are many Jewish organizations or volunteers who go to save people's lives. And we can say this also, that one of the best aspects of the good aspects of the land and state of Israel is the enormous amount of chesed, of loving kindness that goes out from this country all over the world. No matter what danger there is anywhere in the world, you'll always find very near the first ones who are always ready to give their first aid, be there, medical teams and others, been trained how to try to save people's lives and save people's health. And this is very much the fulfillment of what Hashem had in mind when he founded Klal Yisrael, to be a people of chesed. But, this is what Nachum of Bavli says, the Kal Vachomer, if someone's gone astray and he's left the path of virtue, or he's left the path of Torah, you've got the duty to bring him back to the true path. And this is referred to in a few places. In fact, the Gemara, which discusses this whole question of Hashavat Aveda, and how every word in this passage of next week's Parsha has specific meaning. It says here, you have to do this Hashavat Avidah It says, you've got to do it. Whatever is cast off, whether it's the ox of your brother or the lamb of your brother, you've got to surely return it to your brother. Now afterwards mentioned that you do the same thing for his donkey and for his garment. And all things that your brother has lost, which is lost, and you find it, you've got to go and take up your responsibility to help him out of the troubles and to return things to him. And the sages remain with a question, what is the meaning, the significance? We learn out laws from each word. What do you learn out from the lamb? If you look at the end of Eli Messias, the Gemara says that remains a kasha. Gemara doesn't give an answer. Why is that necessary? It's already included in everything else. So if we go into this more deeply, we'll find out what the answer is by looking at Tehillim. Do any of you know which is the longest chapter in the Book of Psalms in Tehillim?
119.
Yes, what's special about 119? How many verses?
47. Is the number of the alphabet?
How many letters in the alphabet?
22.
And how many verses for each letter of the alphabet?
Eight.
Eight. 8 times 22 is? 178. Yeah? No, you're right, 176. What's the first verse? Because the Aleph Beit is the language of the Tanakh. And 8 is the dimension of the supernatural power, like Brit Milah and so on. We've often discussed this. So, the Torah gives supernatural power. And the first verse of this chapter is Asher Itmi Mederech Horuchem Torah Hashem. There's one path in life which leads to perfection. The highest level of perfection which can be reached by the human race is in the Torah. So it says here, happy are those who have the path of perfection. And who is that? Those who walk in the teaching of Hashem, the Torah of Hashem. And then all these 176 verses describe many different facets of how to reach that perfection. What fantastic gifts we are given in the path of the Torah to elevate the human being to his highest level. It contains so many moral teachings, all these verses. But when we come to the last verse, it says that Ta'iti kaseh oved, I've lost my path, I've erred like the lost sheep. Seek your servant because I've not forgotten your commandments. So after having described the perfect path, the last verse says, who is the lost sheep? It's the people of Israel. We, the people of Israel, should walk in the path of Hashem, but we say to Hashem, really, we've lost it. The vast majority of the people are lost Jews. The 10 tribes become lost entirely. All right, there's still certain signs all over the world of different groups who keep Jewish customs, probably going back to the 10 tribes. But as far as being a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, they're hardly part of the nation. And even though the remaining tribes, throughout the ages, the vast majority become lost. Many through persecution disappeared entirely, weren't able to live a full life. And those that did survive, but the vast majority, have lost their high level of saintliness, which had great potential. And the same continues until today. Whatever, we know there's, Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of Jews who strive for saintliness and reach a certain level. And some are partly religious, some are more religious. But the vast majority have no connection. So therefore we lost our path. And the truth is that we have witnessed and we're still in the middle of witnessing it, of what it says in the Chumash. This is all discussed in the Gemara, in Vayikra, where it says that what might happen if we don't follow the path of perfection as a nation when we're in the land, you lose your connection with the land, you will lose your connection with the mitzvot, and you'll be like the other nations, you'll become swallowed up. And when Vayikra, it's got the verse, Vavadatem Bagoyim, will become lost amongst the nations. But unfortunately, it become fulfilled. The vast majority of people of Israel, we have become lost amongst the nations of the world. It says, and the lands of the nations will consume you. That means you won't be recognized as Jews. And even you recognize as Jews, let's say, people know that you're Jewish, but in lifestyle, you're just like the non-Jews. You don't realize that you've got a saintly purpose in life. You've got to fulfill all different mitzvahs. No, you get to marry, you can, you know, leave everything aside. That's how most Jews live today still, unfortunately. So, when this was discussed by the Gemara, by the Amoraim in Bava, they said, Rava said, I'm frightened, what's going to happen to Jewish people? We've become a lost nation. You go and go according to ordinary statistics, and you see the enormous constant increase of assimilation into marriage, we are a nation that from a natural point of view is going to disappear. Yeah. Or there's a certain remnant here, there'll be certain pockets that will continue, whilst the majority will become lost Jews. So that what Rava answers, Rava said, although it says, Vavadatem Bagoyim, it says you'll become lost, but maybe it's like it says here at the end of Tehillim, Ta'iti Kasei Oved. It's true, we're like the lost sheep. But we say to Hashem, you should help us to fulfill. You fulfill Hashavat Avida. We know. What's the Sei Oved? The Sei Oved is mentioned in this parasha concerning Hashavat Avida. It also mentions the lamb. Whom does that lamb refer to? It refers to the flock of the people of Israel. The vast majority of Israel, after all, is still the flock of Hashem. And then we say to our shepherd, Hashem, please Hashem, you've given us a commandment that when there's a lost sheep, you know, you've got to try and bring back the sheep to its home. So we say to Hashem, you bring back the lost sheep to their home. And we say, those of you who can read Tehillim, will at least say, we want to be partners, we also do our part. Hashem says, you do your part, and then I'll do my part. If we as a people will all work to, as it says in the Chumash, Nidach is always used in the Tanakh, and especially by the prophets, Hanidachim, of the Jews being cast off from a national role to be a kingdom, a priest, a model to all the nations of the world. Because the conditions, circumstances, have caused us to forget it and leave it. So Hashem says to us, right, you've got the task to bring everybody back. And that's the task. We're sitting here in our little yeshiva, and, you know, but we've got to know, each one of us, we've got this task. Of course, we can only do it. We've got to cling to Hashem, cling to His Torah. We know who is our shepherd, Hashem Roi Lo Echzar, but we've got to do our best. If we feel we're the shepherd of Hashem, then we have to ourselves act as shepherds and bring back the lost sheep to join the flock. And that's our task in life today. How do we bring them back? Through kindness, like a good shepherd. This parable goes all the way through the Chumash, right from the forefathers who were shepherds and right from Moshe Rabbeinu, who came to the burning bush because he was a shepherd who looked after the flock. And therefore he learned the task of human beings is, since we regard Hashem as our shepherd who looks after us, therefore we have to follow in the path of Hashem and also recognize each one of us, we must do our best to reach the level, not only just sheep that we gain benefits from Hashem, but the shepherds who go and bring back the lost sheep to join the flock. And comes about through caring for others. We've got to care for others. Whatever talents Hashem has given us, we've got to use them to bring out ourselves, to be true, those who follow in the path of Hashem, to try our best to do as much chesed as possible and kindness, and through that, to bring recognition to the rest of Jewry, and through the whole of Jewry reaching the level to be a goy kadosh, and to be filled with chesed, that will also be mamlechet kohanim, will be like a kingdom, will act as priests and teachers to the whole of mankind. Yes.
Why does the parasha end with the lost nation of Amalek if we have to be everybody we have to bring back to
us? Well, because in fact it says Timcheh Zecha Amalek. That means if there are people in the world who, despite the fact that Hashem has given them a conscience, they fight against the conscience, and they try to get others to fight against conscience, like Amalek did, and like his successors did, and like, let's say, the one nearest to the character of Amalek was the founder of Nazism, who spread it in the world, and massacred and killed and was cruel to not just millions of Jews, but millions also of others. And he, what was his motto? We've got to destroy all the Jews because they represent the conscience. And he got that through to many people. And he's being followed today by someone else who talks the same language, who's at the same time stockpiling weapons. He says, explicitly, to wipe out the people of Israel and the land of Israel. So, people who can't be changed, Hashem says, you've got to be my partners. Don't let them rule the world when you have the chance to stop them. So, I think that's the answer. Amalek. Amalek means Zecha Amalek. Those who keep alive the concept of Amalek, which is destroy the voice of Hashem in the world. V'lo yare Elokim. Hashem says, no choice. You see that Avraham Avinu, who was fully chesed, including also all the idolaters, and he pleaded that Sodom and Amorah should be saved, but if there isn't even a minyan of people who are innocent from the wickedness of Sodom, who also in their lifestyle pursued cruelty instead of kindness, so Hashem said, I have to destroy them, because they're destroying the divine image, the human being. Any other questions? Well, we'll leave the questions for the next question.